I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Meals these days in Haiti consist of dreams and dirt. With food prices out of control and staples scarce, people are taking desperate measures to trick hunger. Bright Hope International's Craig Dyer explains.
There's always been a medicinal cookie that people would make out of clay or dirt. And now people are using these to fill their stomach.
To bring home the reality of what survival tastes like, Dyer says with a donation, they'll send you six of the cookies. Funds raised will go toward food aid and startup funds for vegetable garden microloans that can also lead to evangelism opportunities. In Zimbabwe, too, inflation and shortages are causing hunger and economic worry. Transworld Radio has targeted this once prosperous country for their new project called The Entrepreneur. People most affected by the current situation will be invited to learn how to start a faith-based business. Through 32 half-hour programs, they'll get information about finances, startup, and marketing, among other topics. Pray that as individuals' lives are changed, their communities are blessed. And within 2 days of a medical team's arrival in Togo, their surgery schedule was filled. The team is working at the Association of Baptists for World Evangelism's hospital there. Orthopedic surgeon Jeffrey Enhold has done 32 surgeries already. He says doctors make it a point to talk to patients about salvation during their rounds.
The great thing is that these patients are here for longer periods of time because of the amount of care that they're going to require postoperatively. And they're hearing that every day, and we have already seen quite a few decisions for Christ and salvation since we've been here.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news to help people in your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Call 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.